Welcome to SEC Unfiltered, home of the best SEC content on the internet. The following is brought to you by our friends over at Prize Picks. Go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks is the simplest fantasy game on the market, focused around prop total entries. You pick 2 to 6 players, and you can win up to 10 times on any entry. Prize Picks has no sharks, optimizers, or mass multi-entry guys. It's literally just you against the projection. They also allow mixed sport entry. So, for example, you can take the over on LeBron, parlay with the under on Mahomes. They've got college sports, pro sports, literally anything and everything you can think of. They have got it over at Prize Picks. They also have a slick, easy-to-use mobile app, both on the App Store and Google Play. They're rated 4.8 stars in the App Store with rave reviews as well. Guys, so many fans and listeners of SEC Unfiltered have made tons of money with our friends at Prize Picks, and you should as well. So again, go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Be sure to check them out and tell them that Chris from SEC Unfiltered sent you. Let's get it.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Well, it's an enigma, and it's going to be one of those enigmas that lasts long after we have departed this earth and that the next generation of people are arguing about college football coaches from the 2000s. Brian Kelly will always be that middle ground. Is he great? Is he not great? What stands out about him, and why was he even in the front runner? Like, go back to when LSU hired Brian Kelly. Let's just go back 2 years ago, and the rumors were swirling that Lincoln Riley was going to be the coach. Well, they got to land a big name. They have to land a big name if Lincoln Riley's going to be the guy. So they go get Brian Kelly. So Brian Kelly comes down from an area that he's always been, the Midwest, the Northeast, that kind of vicinity, and then heads down to the SEC. And the first thing that we hear all the time, he can't recruit. He can't recruit. He can't be a part of the culture. He can't establish an identity. He can't be what's needed in the Bayou because he doesn't understand the Bayou. He doesn't understand what Tiger Stadium is like on a Saturday night when Alabama comes marching into town. He doesn't understand the atmosphere in Baton Rouge on game days when it's 5 a.m. and you're watching as people come all across the country to set up tailgates and prepare for 8 hours of spit swapping, nonstop college football conversations leading up into the game. There's a very special place in the SEC, and it's right in the heart of Louisiana in Baton Rouge. Brian Kelly doesn't know what that's like. So he's going to fail immediately, just like he was supposed to fail at Notre Dame, because wasn't a big enough name, wasn't a prominent enough name to go from Cincinnati to Notre Dame. Not a good enough coach. Definitely had some growing pains. A lot of players left. Well, in an overnight, he was able to reconstruct a roster and get them to 10 wins, bring them to the likes of the SEC championship, and win a bowl game in the process. On top of that, he had a Heisman Trophy caliber quarterback in both years. This past year, they won it. He's now joining Joe Burrow. The offense was still elite by all means. Go ahead and look at the numbers, and they can back it up with Mike Denbrock. And if a defense had a shred of consistency, what are we talking about LSU this year? Because they still went 10-3. Brian Kelly is the second fastest coach in LSU history to get to 20 wins. But imagine they had a defense with this offense that's averaging over 440 yards per game, averaging over 40-plus points per game, Heisman Trophy caliber quarterback, two first-round wide receivers, good run game, solid offensive line. What are we talking about? Probably beating Alabama and Tuscaloosa for a second year. Probably holding their own against Ole Miss and actually getting the upset win. Finding a way to make sure that Missouri doesn't even stand a chance in that game. Because that's culture. That's what Brian Kelly, that's what Foghorn Leghorn, the guy that everyone said was never going to be successful, could do. And so now we talk about how he is an overrated head coach. What has he won? What has he won? Well, since 1991, in his 34 years of coaching college football, he's 283-103-2 if you exclude the vacated wins. He has 18-10 win seasons from 1991 all the way from the FCS level to Central Michigan to Notre Dame to Cincinnati to LSU. He also has been able to produce nonstop first-round talents. He's the third most qualified coach in college football right now with the most first-round picks. He's a two-time AP Coach of the Year. He's a three-time Coach of the Year by the Home Depot people. He has the third most postseason appearances, if you include the national championship in 2012, among active coaches, tied with the guy who's now out of USC and the guy that many people thought was coming to LSU, Lincoln Riley. Oh, and on top of that, he's also got the LSU Tigers with a top three recruiting class. Now, make no mistake, the purple and the yellow certainly carry a little bit of weight, and that big blue and yellow SEC logo will determine a lot of players heading in one direction versus the other direction, but you still have to be able to produce the talent. You still have to be able to get the right coaches in the building. You still have to be able to show that your production reaps the benefits of what you're making.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Well, two 10-win seasons, another year where you're going to see more first-round talent go in the NFL draft. The transfer portal gave, and it also took it, but you landed a ton of high-profile players. Top 10 recruiting class now for the second consecutive year. You're going into next year with a top three and could end up having the number one recruiting class opposite of, you guessed it, Notre Dame. Oh, and you're able to hold your own against the big boys. You know, the Alabamas of the world, the Georgias of the world. You can definitely put on a show where you know, yes, we will be competitive. Here's the ultimate trap card. People want to talk about national champions. How many active coaches right now in college football have won a national title? I'll save you the trouble. It's three. One is Mack Brown in 2005. One is Dabo Swinney, who right now is feeling the heat in South Carolina. And the other one is Kirby Smart, who is now considered the GOAT of college football. That's it. That's the list. Do you know how hard it is to make the college football playoff? Extremely. Do you know how hard it is to make it to the national championship? Win, lose, indifferent, at a place like Notre Dame, especially in the BCS era where you were not allowed to lose one game in South Bend, Indiana. Yeah, he accomplished that with Everett Golston as his quarterback. On top of all of those things, do you know how hard it is to make it to the college football playoff as an independent like Notre Dame? Brian Kelly did that twice. And one year he did it while he was a member of the ACC. So where is the overrated part? Because you're going to call Dan Lanning overrated then. You're going to call Lane Kiffin overrated then. You're going to call Lincoln Riley. You're going to call Luke Fickle. You're going to call every single Tom, Dick, and Jane out there that ever made it to the college football playoff an overrated coach because you hold them to the same standards. I can end this argument in 5 seconds. It takes 5 simple seconds to end the argument that Brian Kelly's overrated. Your head coach is fired and Brian Kelly wants to come to your university. You're going to say no? I'll wait, because that's the only card that I need. You know for a fact you would not say no. There were rumors and speculation after he had just won a national title in Ann Arbor that Jim Harbaugh was going to the NFL. And Sherrone Moore was not qualified to be the next head coach of the Wolverines. But you know who is? Brian Kelly. You know the Brian Kelly that went from South Bend, Indiana to Baton Rouge, Louisiana, got double-digit wins in his first 2 seasons, continues to win in the transfer portal, and Michigan is a high-profile blue blood school, and they at least considered him. There were rumors, there were speculation. They had to at least have a conversation internally. Ward Manuel will never come out in a minute, but he had to at least have a conversation saying, you know what? If we go this pathway, we may be better. And now there's no Nick Saban. And now you have a brand new coach in Tuscaloosa. And now you're viewed as not only one of the best in college football, and I get it, I've seen the rankings against top 10 opponents, you still find a way to hold your own. You were a play away in year one, your first game, of beating a Florida State team that went 10-3. If your defense was able to have any consistency in the second half, you probably are 10-2 and you're fighting for a spot at least in a New Year's Six bowl game. So this analogy, this enigma, 18 plus 10 win seasons, been able to recruit at a place that he was told never was going to be able to work, and consistently finding himself inside the AP and college football top 10 rankings, overrated. Then every coach in college football not named Dabo Swinney, who most people would probably say is number two, and Kirby Smart, who is number one, is overrated as hell. That's the only way it works, because you can't have your cake and eat it too. So if you want to say Brian Kelly is overrated, fine. Show me the backing. I just gave you reasons why he's not, and I have factual evidence, multiple pillars that show not only is he probably the second best coach in the SEC, he's probably the second best coach in college football. And I can tell you this much, any school would be lucky to have Brian Kelly. I know about the incident. I'm not leaning over the incident. We all know about the incident, but
when you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Tell me right now, your school is in need of a head coach. You know Kirby Smart's not leaving and you don't want Dabo Swinney. Your next phone call is probably to Brian Kelly. And if you're saying that it's not, you're either lying to yourself or you really are just making my point even clearer. Some people just want to watch the world burn. Make sure that you continue to follow us on social media at SEC Unfiltered. Hit the subscribe button, the ring notification. That way you don't miss a single episode of SECU. Download the podcast version of the show. iTunes, Spotify, YouTube, Google Play. We got you covered everywhere. Follow me on my own social media platforms at Mr. Cole Thompson, my own YouTube channel at Mr. Cole Thompson. And to keep up with everything that we're doing covering college sports number one conference, make sure that you go ahead and visit secunfiltered.com. I'm Cole Thompson. Until next time, folks, later.